Lesson 21. 21st lesson. Going to Sussex. Part 1.
Simon, Jane and Sheila are going to meet me here soon. I hope they'll be able to find me. They haven't been to Victoria before. It's a huge station, so they might get lost. I'll worry about them until I see them. Before I left my office, I phoned their hotel. Simon was ready, but neither of the girls was ready. He was cross. They're coming to our house for the weekend. I hope we'll have good weather. If the weather's fine, they'll be able to spend a lot of time on the beach. They like swimming. My children like swimming too. So do I. I hope it'll be a nice weekend.
Part 2. At the railway station. Hello, Mr. Blake. We're not late, are we?
Hello, Jane. No, you're not late. I was a little early.
When does the train leave?
It leaves at 4:27. If we hurry, we'll be able to catch it.
Is it an express?
No, it's a stopping train.
Shall I buy the tickets, Mr. Blake?
Oh, yes. I forgot about them. There's the booking office.
Do you know how much the fare is?
75p for a single ticket, or £1.50 for a return. But ask for a weekend return. That might be cheaper. And ask for a timetable, too. You'll need it on Sunday.
All right. I'll meet you at the entrance to the platform. Which platform is ours?
Platform 16. I'll take your suitcase. Which one's yours?
That one's mine.
Hurry. The train leaves at 4:27.
From platform 16?
Yes.
The suitcases.
Let's sit in this compartment. Girls, you sit here. Simon and I'll put your suitcases on the rack. Whose is this one?
That's Sheila's.
Hers is heavy.
Yes. She always brings a lot of things with her. She's always changing her clothes.
Is this hers too?
No, that's Jane's.
And where's yours?
Mine's here. It's this small bag. I've only brought my swimming trunks and a few other things. I hope we'll be able to swim.
Of course you will.
Will we be able to swim when we get there?
Yes, I think so. Although the tide'll be out, it'll be safe. You won't be able to dive off the rocks. When the tide's in, you'll be able to dive.
That's all right. I like diving, but I prefer swimming. When's high tide?
Low tide was at about 9 o'clock this morning, so high tide will be at about 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Sports.
Don't the girls like swimming?
Jane likes swimming. She's very good.
And what about Sheila?
I know she likes sunbathing.
Doesn't she like swimming?
I'm not sure. Girls never talk about sports.
Do you like other sports, Simon?
Oh, yes.
What do you like doing in the winter?
I like skating, and I love skiing. Ian goes skiing, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Although he didn't learn to ski until we went to Scotland last year, he's very good now.
I didn't learn until we went to Geneva.
Does either of your parents ski?
No, neither of them skis, but Jane does.
A long train journey.
It's 5:30, and the train arrives at 5:42.
We're almost there. That didn't seem like a long journey.
Although it takes an hour and 15 minutes, it never seems very long.
Shall we get the luggage down before the train stops?
Yes, let's take it down now.
Are these suitcases ours?
No, neither of them is ours. Ours are on this side.
Oh, yes, I remember. The girls have grey suitcases. These are theirs. And this briefcase is yours, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. We're almost at the station. Let's walk down the corridor towards the door.
Part 3. Pound notes.
Whose are these £2 notes?
They're mine.
They aren't yours. They're John's, aren't they?
No, they aren't his. His are new.
What are yours like?
Mine are old.
Neither of these notes is old. Friends.
Mary, will you be able to help me this evening? No, I won't. But I'll be able to help you tomorrow. John, can you help me today?
I'm sorry. I can't help you today or tomorrow, but I'll be able to help you the day after tomorrow.
Harry, what about you? Can you help me?
I don't think so. I won't be able to help you until I see you next week.
What helpful friends!